Rittenhouse, Sandman agreed to share joint custody of CNN, Atlanta, Georgia. With Rittenhouse found not guilty, media outlets across the country are preparing for costly defamation lawsuits after a year of calling him a white supremacist. With CNN already half-owned by Nick Sandman, the famous fake news organization will soon be giving the other half of its ownership over to Kyle Rittenhouse. The two have agreed to share joint custody.
"We would like to announce that our clients have come to an agreement to share custody of CNN," said Sandman and Rittenhouse's legal teams. "Sandman will have custody on weekdays, with custody transferring over to Rittenhouse on holidays and weekends."
After the announcement, Rittenhouse began weeping upon realization he was now a multi-millionaire, while Sandman smirked like a big MAGA hat-wearing jerkface. Neither party has decided what to do with Brian Stelter, who may have to be put up for adoption. Media found guilty on all counts. Kenosha, Wisconsin. In a verdict that surprised both the prosecution, defense, and judge, the jury for the Rittenhouse trial declared that the media be found guilty on all counts. The courtroom fell silent as the jury foreman stood to read the verdict. "We, the jury, find the media guilty on all counts, including the egregious use of its influence to lie to the American people." The jury then listed guilty verdicts for the following allegations: painting an innocent American teenager as a white supremacist terrorist, painting violent communist criminals as peaceful, innocent victims, using its influence to sow painful divisions in the greatest nation on earth, using minorities as pawns in race-baiting schemes just for ratings, inciting violence on vulnerable neighborhoods and minority-owned businesses, and giving an entire show to Brian Stelter. Upon hearing the verdicts, the judge sentenced the media to continue its inevitable decline in viewership and trust until they either strive for objective journalism or disappear entirely. Following the verdicts and sentencing, the media immediately reported to the American people that a murderous white supremacist terrorist was set free, given a KKK outfit and bazooka, and told to kill, kill, kill. Instead of a dark lord, you will have a queen, not dark, but beautiful and terrible as the dawn. All shall love me and despair, says acting President Kamala Harris. Washington, D.C. The White House confirmed that presidential powers will be briefly transferred to Kamala Harris while President Biden undergoes a colonoscopy to find out what's stuck in his butt. In a statement to the press, Kamala thanked President Biden for entrusting her with the fate of the country during those few hours. "Thank you, Joe. The country is in good hands," Kamala began. "In place of a dark lord, you would have a queen. Not dark, but beautiful and terrible as the dawn. Treacherous as the sea, stronger than the foundations of the earth. All shall love me and despair." The press pool just sat there in stunned silence as Kamala's voice deepened and she began uttering the black speech of mortar and glowing a sickly green. Sources say that President Biden is expected to be just fine and back in power in a few hours. VP Harris's approval rating is now at 3%.
Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.